Student's Book, Unit 4, Lesson 2, Exercise 2. Listen to a radio program about messaging. Put items A to D in the order you hear them.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining me today on Afternoon Talk Time. And today we are talking about messaging. My guest today is Dr. Magda Morsi. She is the author of the book A Guide to Messaging, which encourages us to use messaging positively. Welcome to the programme, Magda.
Thank you. It's lovely to be here.
So, many parents are worried about their children and messaging. I myself have a 15-year-old daughter, and we had an example of a messaging problem just yesterday when she came down to dinner very upset. She couldn't stop crying. Eventually, she admitted that she was upset because of her friend. They were messaging and having fun, but then my daughter, Talia, had written LOL, laugh out loud, in response to a photo her friend, Mona, had posted of herself. Talia thought it was a funny photo. She waited for an hour, but Mona didn't reply. Talia couldn't understand what the problem was and was worried that Mona was upset with her.
This is a good example of why we need to be aware of the advantages and disadvantages of messaging and how it can very easily make us worried and upset if we get it wrong.
Because messaging is different to speaking face to face, isn't it?
Exactly. Sometimes face-to-face communication can be confusing. It's easy to feel the other person isn't listening, for example, or isn't interested in what you are saying, but messaging can be much more confusing. And this is basically because you can't see the other person's face. Is he or she smiling or frowning? And you can't hear their voice. Are they angry? Are they making a joke? Are they feeling sad? And you can't see their body movements. When we speak to someone, we usually see all these things: facial expressions, body movements, and the tone of what they are saying. When we message, we have to guess a lot of these things. This means we can often misunderstand what the other person is trying to communicate.
So that's the negative side of messaging. Is there a positive side?
Yes, of course. Messaging is great for staying in touch with friends. But remember that messaging is designed to be short and quick, so don't expect to have long conversations. And don't get upset when you get one word or even an abbreviation as a response to your message.
So what should my daughter Talia have done yesterday evening?
Well, first of all, she shouldn't have got upset so quickly. Just because you don't get an immediate reply does not necessarily mean that the person is not interested in chatting with you. People are busy and they have got other things to do. So, she shouldn't have sat in her room for an hour looking at her phone and waiting for Mona to reply. She should have put her phone down and done something else and checked her phone later. And of course, if she was really worried, she could have called and spoken to Mona. She could have messaged and said, "Can I call you?"
So I think Dr. Magda is telling us to remember that sometimes more traditional communication is important.
I am, absolutely. Messaging is one form of communication, not the only form of communication.
Great. Thank you, Dr. Magda Morsi. Next on the programme...